right, it's a good day and welcome to another fabulous edition of The Sunny Side. Well, today's Tuesday, day number 4 in the month of April, 2023. My name is Constance Mega. All right, so let's talk about the population census. I'm sure you are aware that it is coming up in the month of May. But my interest today is on one particular thing that seems to pose a threat, to the population census. Movement. So we'll talk about how movement affects population census, all right? We'll do that till 1:30. But at 1 p.m., we'll go on a break for the news. That's trending stories. And of course, at 1:30, we'll bring you his story. And that's going to last till 2 p.m. At 2 p.m., the news updates will come up, after which we will have another conversation. This time around, no phone use rule in restaurants. So there's this particular restaurant, a Japanese restaurant, where the owner has given a rule. You do not press your phone while you're eating. So as you come in here to eat, you better eat and leave. So we'll talk about that. No phone use rule in restaurants, all right? So that will be the last conversation for today. And then 3 p.m. we'll bring you the news, reverse today. And then we'll say our goodbye, all right? So very quickly, let's go on a commercial break and we will be right back. Do stay tuned.
Nigeria Info, we'll be right back.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back now. It's 27 minutes gone past 12. And yes, you can join the conversation. We're live on Facebook. So head on to Facebook right now and be a part of what we're saying here. All right. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter and Nigeria Info FM underscore PH on Instagram. All right. You can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. All right. So I told you that the population census, which is slated for the month of May, I think 3rd May or so, seemed to have a particular thing that may be posing as a threat. So it's a potential threat, all right, to the national population and housing census. All right. So this is where the story came from. The chairman of the Public Affairs Committee of the National Population Commission, NPC, Eyitayo Oyetunji, has asked Nigerians, listen, not to leave their residence during the population census. Now, Mr. Oyetunji said the need for accurate information is vital for effective planning, and he says movement will affect this collation. And so, when I saw this story yesterday, I was just thinking to myself, okay, so what's his plan? What does he think is going to be like a solution to this, right? You know why? Nigerians have to go about their business. So even if you declare a public holiday, it will not affect everybody. There are companies where public holiday doesn't apply to them, right? So if you're saying people should not leave their residence, so you're automatically saying, all right, let's shut down the country so that we can count everybody. So that's what I'm thinking. And so here's what I'm asking. Should the government consider a national lockdown so that we can have a successful population census? Because the man says that this data that we're about to gather, it will be affected if people are moving about. So what do you think? Head on to Facebook and drop a comment. I'd like to hear from you. All right. And just to also keep you in the know, United Nations Population Agency, UNFPA, has estimated that Nigeria's population is about 216 million. It's it's an estimation. They're not sure, right? And they're also saying that maybe by 2050, we could be hitting about 400 million. 400 million people in Nigeria. And then second of all, the second question I'm asking, right? Because sometimes we think everybody knows why something should be done or the need for a particular thing. But then not everybody knows. So I want to know, why do you think we need a population and housing census? Because that's what's coming up in the month of May. Why do we need it? Talk to me about that. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. All right, you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Well, in case you also do not know, the United Nations actually recommends that a census enumeration should happen once every 10 years and once every 5 years for even better data, rather than simply relying on estimates and projections alone. Because so far, right now, what we have is estimations and projections from the UN. We're not sure of how many people are in this country. So if we are to have a successful census, should we be considering shutting down the entire country? I mean, we've done it before. Yeah? Remember the COVID-19 pandemic, right? Something that seemed impossible. So now we know that, oh, this can actually be achieved. Should the government begin to consider that? All right, let's talk. So also to remind you, though, the last time we had a census was 2006. So in case you're wondering, because I'm sure there are people who can't even remember that there was ever a national census in this country. So yeah, the last national population census was way back 2006. That was a long time ago, way more than 10 years. And so someone is saying, we are not encouraging anyone to move anywhere. The census essentially is to collect information for planning purposes and to provide amenities, infrastructure. You have, he says, you have to have accurate information of the people in an area. So if people leave their homes and go about their normal business, how are we going to gather this data? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. On WhatsApp, Aminu says, the question is, have we ever planned in this country? Why should that be the question? Why should that be the question? If we have not been planning, how come we're still here? We plan. There are budgets every year. So yeah, when you talk about planning, it happens. But unless you're maybe asking if the kind of planning we do is enough and adequate, then that should be the question, I suppose. But not necessarily have we ever. Nah. Also, Francis Namani says, if you should consider lockdown for a successful census, then, you say there is a provide foodstuff. You have to provide foodstuff and other facilities to enable Nigerians participate effectively. Okay, so for you are for that. If we're going to consider it, then you also should make sure that essential things are made available. How about people actually? Okay, so the census is not going to happen for how long did the lockdown last again? I'm trying to remember. But it's not like this census is going to happen for the entire month of May. So if you're saying, oh, because of census, government should now provide food for everybody, provide whatever for everybody because we're having a national census. And another thing is, even if we're having a national census, it's not like, how do I put this right now? Basically, what I'm saying is, if we are to consider the federal government providing, what did he mention again? Foodstuff and other facilities. I don't know what the facilities are. Maybe you should mention the facilities you mean. I don't know what you mean by facilities, right? But if you're saying government should provide foodstuff, what happened during the COVID-19 lockdown? Did government provide foodstuff for the people? Yeah, palliatives happened after COVID-19 lockdown, like way after. Some people had even forgotten that there was a lockdown before that happened. People moved on with their lives. But what do you think, though? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
We're in a total lockdown. Absolute. For this census to take a true effect, represent and replicate that which we intended for. If we don't have anything locked down, it will be very tough. Do you know the areas Nigerians go to hustle? In the forest, trees, rivers, oceans. In fact, you can't gather us. And the numerators cannot go to the friends or to those places. So to be factual and have a number we can work with, that should be a total lockdown. No point. Get the numbers of pass by, just like the angel of the call passed through Egypt, just like that, so that we can get a figure we can work with. Look at our budget. People complain, oh, party, no party, no. Do you know what is that? It's because there is no proper figure. They are just working with statistics approximately, which is very wrong. But when we have the total lockdown, you will be at us. You are on special duty, so they will come to your place of work, capture your data, numerate you, go to the next office. But if we say we should not lock down, my sister, you know that some people work in a share, even in a share, they go to forest, meters or kilometers far from a share, who will be scattered. And the data will be wrong. And for this one, they say we're about 200 million. My sister, is approximately. Do you know the number of people that have been born on daily basis that we have not even captured? My sister, right, we need to work on it. Mr. Zion.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. All right. So he says, yeah, a total lockdown should be considered if we are to get accurate data. All right, so how about you? Remember I said the national population and housing census is not happening in the entire month of May. It's just for 3 days, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All right? So that's for the young man who's saying the government should provide food stuff for people. So it's a plan that every other person can make for themselves. People can decide, okay, since we're not going out in the next 3 days, we might as well make plans for the next 3 days. So what do you think? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ogundu. I'm calling you from Roboco.
All right, you're welcome.
I think in a situation whereby you want a data, for example, it's going to be based on that you are about doing a proper analysis over a particular thing, right? And it's going to be used in the project. And if at the end of the day you do an analysis and it's not being used for that purpose, I think the reason why that analysis was done has been defeated. What am I saying? We don't need anything like census, because at the end of the day, if after we have done this, it will not be used properly. Yes, we don't need census at all. What the government needs to do, first of all, is to look at the basic amenities. If we are able to put up these basic amenities, it will unite people to come up for this census. But for me, for now, people are hungry. Not like somebody has sent it to you. People are thinking of, if they are staying in the house and not going out to work, how can they see themselves here? Some people eat based on the aspect they have gone out and they have worked that particular day to get money for it. So I don't think census is going to work. I just see this census as this government trying to siphon money from the country and use it for their own personal use. That is my own allegation. That is my own simple interest on this whole thing. So I think they should go and do the needful first before they start thinking of census. For me, it's not going to do anything because the budget we have had in the past and presently has never been effected at all. At the end of the day, tell us you are doing census. Thank you very much and God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, part of the reasons why a census is being conducted is so that at least when you're budgeting for anything, you're very sure of the number of people that this thing should get to. So if you're saying provide the things people need first before you start counting them, so how do you know? Now, remember, I already told you that the UN is recommends that every country should have a count every 10 years or even every 5 years. And the last time we had our own was 2006. And they've even advised that it's better you do this so that you don't have to depend on projections and estimates. So don't you think the counting is needed so that we can do better? Hello?
Hello? Good afternoon, Mega.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade. I am Braid.
You're welcome, Braid. Go on.
For me, for the time past, I don't think the census that is being done by this country is being into proper use. And there is no proper planning after our census. We still remain where we are, no matter the census they carried out. So for me, it's neither here or there, whether there is lockdown or no lockdown. They will still come out with the figure that they want to come out with. As I speak with you till today, I don't believe in the figure Nigerians are saying that we are. For me, there is no proper census. Even if they do it till tomorrow, they will not get actual figure because Nigeria is not ready to do the right thing. They really always like to do the right thing at the wrong time and the wrong thing at the right time. That is what is going on in this country.
So are you saying, hold on, I am Braid. So are you saying that the national census holding it now is wrong timing?
Very, very wrong time in my sister.
Why?
You agree with me, our 2023 budget has already been submitted and also been passed. And now they are coming with a census. After the census, what happened?
So you don't believe
the supplementary budget?
Hold on. You don't believe in
youth? Is there going to be jobs for our youth? Are there going to be those people that have been retired? Are
okay.
they going to fix in other people? There are a lot of wrong. Our housing unit, are they going to create more housing units for our oncoming civil servants of our youth that are coming up that have not gotten job? Are there going to be job for them? For me, it's just a way of siphoning the country resources.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, I've heard this siphoning of funds or resources twice now. Could you guys please help me understand how this siphoning is meant to happen? Or how you think, or how you believe that the siphoning of funds is going to happen? All right? Because if they are going to send out people to the different areas in this country to do this counting, these people are going to be paid, right? Yeah, definitely they will be paid. So logistics will be in place. All that they have to print, and the work that needs to be done, people have to move from one place to another. So maybe you should help me understand, right? Well, let's get to the messages we have here. On Facebook, Legbosi Deyo says, no, the government should give holidays, not lockdown, because already it is said by the chairman that you can be counted at any destination, no need of traveling. Okay. And then Okonamdi is saying Nigerian government should go digital when it comes to census. All right. You can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Hello? All right, please do well to call back if you can. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
This is Dakuku from Akokete, the short one of the day.
Dakuku, you're welcome.
Hello? My good sister.
Dakuku, do you think we need a census? Can you hear me, Dakuku?
Hello? I'm hearing you.
Do you think we need a national census, population census?
Definitely. It's when the year comes up, if at all, the normal year comes up, then they discuss the lockdown. It will affect Nigeria. The ones they did because of COVID-19 or that it affected Nigeria. They cannot because of census or whatever, doing lockdown. They can give back for the workers, for them to go. Or each local government is supposed to say, today, nobody should go out and register. Not for lockdown. Lockdown, people will die a lot. Because of census. This is not a disease or whatever. We have people who become afraid of anything. So let the government help us, please, so that we can help ourselves. The hardship in the country is much. Some of them have been taken up to a long time. So it cannot be accepted. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. All right. So, according to what this man said, let me go back to his name. That's the chairman of the Public Affairs Committee of the National Population Commission, Eyitayo Oyetunji. So part of what he said, he was actually speaking on Channels Television, that was yesterday. So he says, the census is not how many we are. The census primarily is to give the basis that will help any administration to provide a better quality of life for the people. And to do that, a government requires information, not just about how many persons they are. What are their needs? What is their present status? And so for the people who are saying, oh, there is the 2023 budget has already been passed, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this is what he says. He says a new administration requires data to plan, to succeed, to start. You need a blueprint of what people ought to administer, where they are, how many they are, and what they require. Ideally, that is what we should start with. And then he also stated that the act of citizens deserting their residence to elsewhere would defeat the census process. So he says it is counterproductive to leave your place and go to your village. It will not help because the appropriate development planning that should be made for you where you are would not then be made. All right. So I'm still asking again, should we have a national lockdown so that this 3 days of population and housing census would be smooth and successful? And why do we need a national and population census? Do you know why we need it? Please let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923. What's your name? Ezekiel Isaiah says, in Nigeria, to have a successful census, there must be lockdown for those days. If not, the figure will not be accurate because people will go to their business. If not, the lockdown during election, who will vote? The language Nigerians understand is force. So Ezekiel Isaiah, declaring a national lockdown. Okay. Thanks all the same for your message there. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Hello? Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is AGK, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. Welcome, AGK.
I do not believe that this government is capable of giving us a credible census. That is one. The government is unable to conduct true, fair, credible election.
Hold on, AGK. Hold on, AGK. Are you sure you heard my questions?
Yes, I did.
All right. So then, can we...
On the need for the... On whether there is need for a lockdown or otherwise.
Yes.
No need for that.
Okay.
Because what happened with when we had COVID-19, what did we achieve with that? Because we had lockdown in other locations, other parts of the world. We felt we should embark on that. But some of the persons were able to achieve something. But here in Nigeria, we achieved nothing.
Yeah, but this particular lockdown, at least there is a purpose that is not a general purpose. This is for Nigeria. It's not like we're doing copy and paste. This is for us. We want to have a national population census. So,
thank you. On previous occasions, when we had the census, did we lock down the country? That should be the credible question we ask ourselves.
That was way back 2006. It's not the same thing now. So, that's why I'm asking.
No lockdown. I'm quite aware that they don't lock down other clients when they want to conduct business. So why should we lock down the system?
Okay, so what do you suggest then?
It's like one of the colors. Sorry?
No, I'm asking what you suggest. I'm the one who's asking if the government should consider that.
Okay, what I'm suggesting is this, like, there's a disconnect between the government and the people. The government needs to be, most often when they want to come out some policy, the populace doesn't seem to connect. We don't really know what we want to achieve. They might be on another agenda together. There might be something they want to achieve. What the people are not saying, there is people saying there's no need for that. There's no drive, as we're not carried along. So
when you say carried along, what do you mean by you're not carried along?
Like the populace, if a government says one thing, it's able to do that, and the populace is able to say that this government is credible. When they say something, they do that. So that when they're talking about censors, you can afford to say yes. Or that the people are doubtful, what they want to achieve. Is it going to be an exciting facility? And it's not that no one is trying to be pessimistic. I can assure you, not much will be achieved. They like the lockdown system because they seem to just do whatever they feel like doing for reasons better known to them. So whether you say that the censor should be conducted otherwise, whether there should be a lockdown otherwise, they do whatever they want to do. But I can assure you, nothing tangible will be achieved. Go and write that somewhere.
No, I'm not writing that down. I have better things to write down. Thank you very much for calling. That's what you think. That's your opinion, right? So the national and population census has not been done. So you are not even the one to assure me anything. Whether it's going to work out or the next government that takes over the leadership of the country, whether it's going to be useful to them or not, you're not the one to tell me. They are the ones that will determine that, right? So Mr. Oyetunji, part of what he said is that a new administration requires data to plan, and they also require data to succeed. They even require data to start. So by May 29th, there will be a new government. And so, don't you think this is more like really helping the government that takes over to have a better view of what to work with? So they're starting with better data than what the previous administrations or governments have had. Don't you think so? But all the same, so for us to ensure that we have a successful census, I'm asking, right? I'm the one who's asking. Do you think the government should consider a national lockdown? It's just for 3 days. It's not even for 1 week. It's 3 days. Anyway, that's what they told us, that it's going to be a three-day event. 3rd of May till the 5th of May. All right? A total lockdown is not needed. It has never been used in any part of the world where census is conducted. And at the end of the day, the results will not be credible because of the political affiliation that has been accorded to it. And then the North has always been perceived to be more densely populated than the South because of the resources it gets from the center. It will not be credible. Donald from Iguruta. That is your message, Donald. We have commercials coming right up. And yes, when I'm done with that, I'll be right back and I'll take your calls and, of course, your messages. Do stay tuned. We're still discussing how movement affects the national population census. And I'm asking, what do you think? Should the government consider a total lockdown? Stay tuned.
Nigeria Info, right back after this. We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right. right, welcome back. 3 minutes before the top of the hour. Remember, we have the news, trending stories at one. And of course, after that, I'll be back and we will continue with our conversation. So there's something called administrative data. That's what a lot of countries are beginning to switch to right now. Now, how this works is that it allows a simulated census to be conducted by linking several different administrative databases at an agreed time. And then looking at some countries that have not held a census in more than 10 years. Of course, Nigeria is on that list. Lebanon has not held a census since 1932. Wow. Oh, well. You can see how the country is going. Afghanistan is closing in on 4 decades without a census. DRC and Uzbekistan. Story has it that they have not had a census since before 1990. And then Madagascar has not even had a census since the 1990s. Eritrea has only had one as a part of Ethiopia in the 1990s. And you just wonder, how have these guys or these countries been managing if they do not know the number of people, they do not know the adequate data of their population? What is the livelihood of the people like? So even if you say, oh, we have about this number of people here, what's their income level like? You don't know those things. So how have they been planning? Oh, well. So one country that has had a population census over and over and over, and even had the last one in 2022, is Argentina. So Argentina has had its national population censuses roughly every 10 years. So they've been carried out in 2001, 2010, and May of 2022. So they have been doing this. And this is really beautiful. So why do we need a national population and housing census? Do you know why we need this? All right, so it's 7 minutes. Let's see. All right, 8 minutes gone past one. And yes, this is the sunny side. My name is Constance Mega. So the weatherman says it's a bit cloudy right now in the city of Port Harcourt. So wherever you are listening to me from, whether the weather seems cloudy or sunny, please ensure to hydrate. All right, take water, take fresh juice, take some fruits that contain some good amounts of water, the cucumbers and the rest of them, oranges and all that stuff, all right? So just ensure you stay hydrated. It is very, very important. Remember some people put out, there's this thing people usually say, I just started seeing that of recent, you know, they say chop first before you go and start looking for love. So please drink water first before you go and start looking for anything. All right, just ensure you are hydrated. Very, very important. Okay, so we are discussing the population census that is slated for 3rd May till the 5th of May 2023. That's the 2023 National Population and Housing Census in Nigeria. All right. So, a member of the committee of the National Population Commission, that's the chairman, rather, of the Public Affairs Committee of the National Population Commission, Eyitayo Oyetunji, has actually urged Nigerians not to leave their residence during the population census. All right. So, part of what he's saying is that if people start moving from one place to another, in case you now decide, ah, since they want to count, let me go back to my village, you know, the same way some people have to travel to somewhere because of the election, because that's where they registered and that's where their polling unit is, they did not move it closer to where they live, all right? So he says, we are not encouraging anybody to move, all right? Don't go anywhere. The idea of the population census is not just to count you, number one, number two, number three. No, the idea is to gather information that will help us to plan. And while we're planning, of course, the government, right? So that we can also be able to provide the needed amenities, infrastructure. And to do this, we need information apart from the number of people in a particular area. All right? So in as much as we need everybody to be counted, we're not just counting people. That's not what the national census is about. That's not just the only thing it is about. So what part of what they actually look out for is what are the needs of the people in a particular area. So we've come here, Obiakpo, and we're counting people in Obiakpo. So it's not start checking. What are the needs of the people here? All right? What is their present status? So it's not to count 1, 2, 3, 4. It's beyond that. And that's why they have people when they go about and they're doing the counting and asking questions. And he also says, we're doing this because it's also going to help any administration to provide a better quality of life for the people. And he says, a new administration requires data to start. So you need a blueprint of what people should administer, where they are, how many they are, and what they require. And so I'm asking, should the government consider a national lockdown? 3 days national lockdown, so that we are sure. Even the 2006 population census, some people did not really agree. It was actually, what's the word now? It was considered inaccurate. It was disputed. I think that's the word. Some people actually did not agree that this thing is what it is. This number you guys came out with. All right. But then there was no recounts. So 2006 was the last one we had. And the population back then was 140 million people. Now, if you put it side by side with the estimation we have right now of about 216 million, that's a lot of people that we have right now. It's been over 10 years. And population census is supposed to happen every 10 years. In fact, this time around, the UN is even advising it should be done every 5 years. And I think one country that does this population census every 5 years, I think it was Canada that I read, that does theirs every 5 years. For the US, it's every 10 years. Yeah, Canada. Yeah. So censuses in Canada are conducted in 5-year intervals. But Nigeria has not even had one after 10 years. Part of the questions I also asked you is, why do we need a population and housing census? I know I've mentioned it in what I'm saying, but I need you to also tell me why you think we need it. All right? If you do not believe that we need it, also give me your reasons. And of course, the other question about lockdown. All right, let's see here. Good afternoon, Constance. All right. Dave says, listen, that was how I listened to Nigeria Info about election. Collect your PVC and vote your votes. Your vote is your voice. I went far to vote. At the end, my vote did not count and my vote is not my voice anymore. About census now, I'm not going to listen to you people again. Constance, you and Kalada, I will never take part in that census. Dave. All right, Dave. So, Dave, what's your plan? And when these people come to meet you, you will tell them, get out. Nobody should count me. Don't ask me question. I'm not in this country. In fact, I'm not the person you people are seeing. This is not me. I live in Canada. What's your plan, really? I think calling for lockdown is wrong. What we need to ask for is public holiday. Population census doesn't worth lockdown at all. After all, what are we going to gain from that? Aminu. That's from Aminu. Good day, Constance. The end, the essence of census is to know the number of people living in our country. I, or Wanate Clinton West, disagree with those calling for lockdown for census. The recent lockdown we experienced during COVID-19, I have not recovered from it. We can experience a successful census without lockdown. All right, I've seen that one. Good afternoon, dear Nigerian leaders. You know, when you talk like this, it makes me just pause. Nigerian leaders, like everybody is on this particular table you're about to shake. I'll come back to that message again later on. Good day. Census is good for national purposes, but Nigeria conducts census as formality because figures are fake and falsified. Well, the last one was in 2006. So when you say Nigeria conducts census as formality because the figures are fake and all that, you make it sound like we've been doing it every year. That's what you make it sound like. We've not even done it in the last 10 years. Anyway, come on. Goodness. Goodness, I can't continue with your message, but thank you all the same for typing. Hello.
Costa.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Edwin, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Edwin.
Okay. For me, I'll start by stating the meaning of census, if you permit me.
All right, go on.
A census is a procedure of systematically acquiring, recording, and calculating. Can you hear me?
Go on.
Systematically.
All right, you might want to call back, please. All right. Thank you very much. I'm seeing some really funny messages here on WhatsApp. You guys are funny. Nah, really, you guys are funny. Like, you do not want a population census to happen. Okay, why? Really? Why? You might want to tell me, all right? Those of you sending me messages suggesting that you do not want that to happen. What is really your reason? Let's see here. Nengwi Hope says, government should declare a lockdown to ascertain every individual's headcount, as if there are random movements where each person per household are not around their vicinity. What is he saying? Anyway, you say, how can you ascertain the figure of those households? So there should be lockdown for accurate permutation and calculation. Nengwi Hope, that's your message. Hello? Hello? All right, please do well to call back if you can. Hello? Yes, you are on Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is Matthew, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Matthew, go on.
Okay. The population census we are talking about, lockdown will not be the solution of solving the problem. They cannot be locked down and the population can be done and the counting can be done. And you even check out that even the numbers of votes that come out during the election, even though they can't, the whole Nigeria, the figure will not be up to the figure there. They come out during the elections. They are not feeling the in terms of all the ones coming, the citizens, not the citizens coming. That is what I have to say for the population.
I didn't hear everything, but thank you for calling. Lebosi Deyo says, no man is an island. Humans will want to go on one journey or the other, so there should be restriction of movements for proper census. Announcement should be given few days to the census. Only census officers on duty should be seen around. Oh, interesting. 0700-923-0923. And for those messages, you can send them on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then you can drop a message on Facebook. We're live there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, Daniel.
All right, Daniel, go on.
See, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
This place, sorry.
What did you say?
Hello? Let me just get it and I'll get back to you.
Oh,
please.
Interesting. Like, he called in to let me know that he wants to buy credit so that he can now call me. How about you? Okay. All right. Thank you, though. Let's hope you are able to call back before 11. Sorry, before 1:30. Because I have a program at 1:30. Okay. I do not support spending such humongous money in a population census that would be rigged to favor a certain group of people. Bernard from Port Harcourt. There is rigging in population census. Please explain what you mean by rigged or rigging. Oh, come on, darling. I have every right to censor your message. I can do that, all right? What's your name? Good afternoon. I'm Ben from NTA Mboba. My take on the topic is they should go ahead and declare 1 month lockdown, for our opinion does not count. And if I may ask, how many times have they put that of 2006 to work? And you say they should just keep playing. We're no longer 140 million people. We're way, way above that number right now. And the needs of people have actually changed in some areas, really. What people needed in a particular area in 2006 is not what they would need in 2023. That's how it is. Hello? Hello?
Yes, this is AZ calling from LA Lalini.
All right, you're welcome. Go on.
Okay. For me, the concept of census is very, very understood, well articulated, but the issue is the fact the country that is about taking the census, the country that is about taking it, you know, we know that this census, if it is well conducted, it will actually keep the exact number of the population in the country. But the issue is that the development in the implementation of development, we did actually consider these numbers, you know, and carry out that development based on the ascertained numbers. The answer is no, because currently the current situation in the country, you know, does not tell us that the reason why we are passing what we are passing through today is because they do not know our numbers. That is not correct. They know our numbers. They know the kind, the number of people that are in this country. They don't know the exact numbers, but there is an assumption of numbers, and those assumptions of numbers have not actually reflected in our development. The people are still suffering. Mm-hmm. So we do not need census for now. What we need is actual development. Development. There are states created in this country. These states should be their local government. There are local governments. There are communities in these local governments. You know, state governor, local government chairman should develop. These things are not rocket science. It's a practical thing. It's a practical thing. We don't need the census. It is just an abracadabra that they want to bring into the country. Just like one of the callers said, that it is meant and it is targeted at siphoning the current the country's treasures, which is actually correct. 100% correct, my sister. So what we need is
no. It doesn't make it correct. It's actually your. It's what you think. It doesn't mean that it is 100% correct.
Yes, I agree with him. That's what I'm saying. I agree with him.
Okay.
I agree with his thoughts.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, as of when now? Let me see. As of last year, around November 2022, the National Population Commission boss said that it would cost about, where's that amount? 532.7 billion naira. That was back then, in 2022. But then, in 2023, around February, we now heard that over 400 billion naira has been earmarked for the 2023 election. So let me read from the Punch newspaper, all right? So the National Population Commission says the 2023 census will cost more than 400 billion naira. The head NPC, Public Affairs Department in Plateau State, Jake Lawrence, he revealed this during a one-day capacity building workshop for journalists on effective reporting of census in Jos. Now, he said about 100 billion naira had so far been spent on arrangements ahead of the exercise. That's when they planned for it to hold before May. Now, here he said, quote, over 400 billion naira has been earmarked to be expended on the 2023 census. About 100 billion naira has so far been expended on preparations ahead of the exercise. Census is a very big and capital-intensive exercise. So, let's look at the further breakdown he gave here. So he says that some of the funds would be channeled to empowerment of about 1.5 million Nigerians. I don't know what that means. Lawrence also disclosed that 56,000 vehicles would be rented to ease the movement of personnel and logistics, while about 800,000 personal digital assistants will be procured. So that's the story there. I think, all right, let me look at the Sahara reporters here. I think they have a more robust information on that, on what the man said, right? So he said those empowered, census has far-reaching socio-economic gains and that some of the funds would go into the empowerment of about 1.5 million Nigerians. Those empowered would be paid monies ranging from 100,000 to 150,000 naira each. The reflation of the economy through the circulation of cash transferred to the hands of functionaries and clients who supply infrastructure and services would add value to the economy. And then he says census is critical to development and therefore deserves critical attention. Items would be added to the questionnaire issued to households, which include ICT literacy, fertility and child survival, as well as deaths in the household in the last 12 months. Other questions will touch on difficulties in performing activities, sanitation and climate change. All right. That's part of what he said. So the exercise is coming up in May, 3rd till 5th. All right, I'll just finish up the messages I have here and then we call it a day. Hello. Chased away people who came around some time for census enumeration. Nigeria conducts census as formality because figures are fake, falsified. The present government will fail. All right. Okay. That is what you're sending. You're repeating the same message. So you're just projecting that they're going to fail. But the present government is not doing the census for the present government. Right? There's another government that will be coming over, that will be taking over in, today is the 4th, in about a month. So what's your plan though? What are you thinking? If you're saying the present government will fail, the government that is ending on 29th of May, they're already on their way out, really. All right, Akeem from Port Harcourt says, we don't need census in this country as it will only lead to embezzlement of money. All right, Godswill from Ripwaku says he's not interested in the census. Okay. But whether you're interested or not, I just, you need to be aware that it's going to happen. All right? 3rd May till 5th May. So get ready.